ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా, విద్యా బోధకులారా, విద్యాభిమానులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్ స్టూడెంట్ టీచర్ అండ్ పేట్రన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
30 years ago today, on the 20th of May, Swami delivered the first of a series of discourses in front of a large gathering of young adults, just like you and me. It was the 1990 summer course, and the set of discourses that Swami delivered during this event are nothing but a manifestation of Swami's love and grace.
Numerous devotees have commented that the 1990 Summer Showers discourses, in particular, were pivotal in their spiritual journey, and perhaps even life-changing. Sairam, I'm Vani.
Sairam, I'm Nishevita, and welcome to the DSI team's podcast, The Lion's Roar. Episode 0. Why and what for? Prelude to the Roar. We wanted to give you a little bit of a background on the summer courses. Swami began the summer course in the 1970s. They took place in Vrindavan at Swami's ashram in Whitefield, where temperatures were a little bit cooler than they were in Puttaparthi. The course was open to students from all over India, as well as to observers and guests from all over the world, though there were some years where the delegates were limited to alumni and current students. The summer course itself was kind of like a super intense SYAA Parthi pilgrimage.
Most of the young boys and girls were coming to Swami for the first time, and regardless of where they came from, far-off places like Bombay, Delhi, Kashmir, or Assam. And regardless of what kind of life they lived back at home, they were willing to put up with simple amenities and the temporary accommodation, even sleeping on the floor.
Every morning, the students woke up super early and got ready, eager to start their day. At the end of Suprabhatam and Nagar Sankirtan, they would be blessed with a beautiful sight. Swami standing on the terrace of the Vrindavan building as Arati was sung and the morning sky came to life all around.
This was followed by morning darshan and breakfast. There were temporary sheds set up to make room for the large influx of summer course students. Each course included lectures by eminent scholars and thinkers from various religions and systems of philosophy. Swami would move around, observing all the classes without interrupting the speaker. There was a practical component of the course too. Students would have to take part in bhajan, meditation, yoga, and social service programs in the surrounding villages, the perfect opportunity to put into practice what they had learnt during the day.
And then, the moment everyone was eagerly awaiting would finally arrive. Every evening, Swami would himself give a discourse, clarifying points raised during the lectures of the day and elaborating upon his message of love in his sweet and unique style with lots of stories and parables. So, you might be wondering, what was so special about the 1990 discourses? Well, the summer course hadn't actually taken place for about 11 years. Also, for the first time, it was open to Swami's college students who would usually leave the hostel for the summer holidays and go back home to spend time with their families.
The 1990 discourses are considered a landmark text in the Sai canon, and they contain specific instructions from Swami on daily living and spiritual growth. He unfolds the tools needed to journey inward and manifest our inherent divinity.
Basically, they're a guidebook for life.
As we explore the series together, we will see that each discourse builds on the previous discourse, leading up to the treasure of truth waiting for us at the 11th one, aptly titled by the editors as Know Thyself. Some concepts will rely a little bit on understanding what was previously discussed, so we do recommend that the discourses and therefore the podcasts are followed in the order it is presented. On the matter of reading, we'd like to share a few pointers that Uncle Arthur gave us. Arthur Hillcoat, or White Lion, as Swami lovingly referred to him, is the force behind so many things in SYAA. His guidance and his love shaped many of our older and current young adults. In fact, his words are behind what we now know as the DSI program. Uncle Arthur would say so often, "Read a little at a time. Don't rush at it like a bull." Similarly, Swami instructed the second-year undergraduate students in an interview in 1995, saying, "You must read 2 pages at a time and think over what you have read. When you read 20 pages at a stretch, it is like a Polaroid camera. When you read 2 pages at a time, it will be like a photo negative. Whenever you want, you can take copies out of it. When you study in this way, the pustaka, or book, and your mastaka, head, become one and the same."
The second point from Uncle Arthur is on the attitude one should adopt when reading. We actually have a small audio clip that we'd like to play for you where Uncle Arthur talks about it himself.
"That you look at the teachings of great teachers. Yeah, but not to read them. When I say read them like a novel. That'll be meaningless. It's to read something that the great masters have said about life or about who you are, the purpose of existence, or why there is suffering, why some seem to suffer more than others. To read that, a certain amount of it, and contemplate on it. Think about it. What does it mean to you? Can I understand what they're really saying? Occasionally, we'll have our idea of what is meant by that. After a lot of time, we won't. But we don't reject it because we don't understand it. We simply put that into the pending tray, you know?"
What a powerful message for us to think about. Some of the concepts we're about to see in this series of discourses may not align with our current understanding. There's going to be a lot that may be hard to digest. The reason for this is that these discourses are intended to wake us up from the dream called life.
The third pointer is about the effort that we need to make. The truth can't be told because it can't be given. As Uncle Arthur would say so often, there is no free lunch. The teachings are just pointers that show us the direction, but we have to find it for ourselves.
Love is, no doubt, the basis of every one of Swami's initiatives. Professor Nunjandeya, who was the translator of the 1990 Summer Course Discourses, recounts that the Summer Course was a huge logistical effort and a mammoth expense. Despite this, Swami went ahead with this 2-week to 1-month affair year after year because he wanted these young boys and girls to make the best use of their time during their holidays. He wanted them to focus on their spiritual path and not get distracted by the mundane activities of this world. Swami continues to shower his love and grace on us today in so many ways. Importantly, without his will and his love, we wouldn't even be able to hear, read, or contemplate on his teachings. In the DSI program, we've been exploring these discourses in our little way for about 2 years. They are incredible treasure troves of truth and wisdom. What can we do to show our gratitude to Swami for not only these 1990 discourses, but more than 8 decades of his deluge of love? Well, we can read what he has written for us, listen to the words he spoke to us, focus on our highest goal just as he wants us to follow the teachings of the Guru is to serve the Guru. Learning the teachings is the perfect place to start. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, amongst all the noise in our minds and the creeping vines of illusion, let us take a moment to listen to the call of Swami's dream-shattering roar.
Manas bajare guru charanam, manas bajare guru charanam, dushtar bhava sagar taranam, dushtar bhava sagar taranam, guru maharaj guru jai jai, guru maharaj guru jai jai, sai nath sat guru jai jai, sai nath sat guru jai jai.